You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. It is November 1st. The first of every month, there's a wives' tale that you should say the words rabbit, rabbit, rabbit upon waking, so that it sets the tone for a good month for you. Personally, I don't care when you say it during the first of the month, but at some point say it, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Also, want to let you know that the November Vegas astrology column is up and at 'em, so you can read all about your forecast for the month by me, and that's on vegasastrology.com, so you have that available to you too. So I'm going to go right to the callers today. So I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Noemi.
Oh, hi, Noemi. What? What's your question for me today?
Hi. So I was calling because I a situation going on, and I just wanted to see if I was able, well, if I was doing the right decision with going with a certain someone in order for me to move forward with my future. And it's not
okay,
a relationship,
so is this,
but it's more. Mm-hmm.
So is it more connected with career?
Yes.
Okay. So this is actually saying that by you taking the opportunity, it actually frees you up from restriction connected with money and also an uncomfortable political environment that you found yourself in. So I have to tell you, one of the ways that you could actually work this to your benefit, it might be that you decide to take a leave of absence from your current employer and try this other thing. Or according to this, you're going to like the new thing, so I'm voting for the new thing.
Okay. Okay.
So
that makes
and
sense.
Here's the cool thing about it. There's something about the environment you're in right now that it just feels like you're not given enough accolades or kudos, and it just seems like you're hiding your best stuff because of other people's political influences. Do you see what I mean? It's almost as if you're being filtered to not actually be recognized for what you really bring to the table. So I'm voting for new.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. See ya.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here also from area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Good morning.
Hello, Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi. Good morning. This is Mariana.
Oh, hi, Mariana. What's your question?
Yes, so it's mostly about love to see when am I going to get, like, meet someone or get married or something. I've been having really bad luck on that, on the love situation.
So here's the funny thing about your cards, is it's not that you don't have choices here, but it seems like you have a tendency to dismiss men that are interested in you almost immediately after you meet them. And what it's saying here is that you're not really giving them a chance. So what I'd rather you do is find some sort of group that you can get yourself involved in that allows you to just get to know people as friends And it's saying that you're not going to end up alone. You do end up with a loving, fabulous relationship, but we've got to get out of the idea that what's going to happen with you is love at first sight. That's not how it's going to happen with you. Do you see what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because here's the thing. You have guys looking at you all the time, but you look at them and go, no. It's like the one scene in in the one – no, seriously, there's – I'm flashing on this scene with Lucy. I think it's Lucy Liu from Charlie's Angels, the first Charlie's Angels with Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu, all right? There's a scene where she's wearing this gorgeous red dress, and this guy's trying to talk to her. She goes, no. She doesn't even give the guy a chance to talk to her. And in a weird way, that's what I think you're doing, my beautiful friend, is that you're cutting people off at the knees before they even have a chance to show you how amazing they could be for you. You see?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's
okay,
true.
So it's – all right, sweetheart, it's not love at first sight for you. It's going to be love at third, fourth, or fifth sight for you. You see?
Got it.
So that's why I want you to get into some sort of group or organization or something where you're connecting with lots of people and that somebody goes, oh, my God, there's this gal, Mariana, in our group. She's just beautiful. And I don't know why she's single, but you need to come to this. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
you.
Bye. All right, so I have a couple of you on hold right now that have your number blocked. And just to let you know, I don't answer blocked calls on my radio program. So if you are looking to have a question answered with me, you might want to hit star 8-2 right now so I can see your number. But I don't take blocked calls on the phone, so I'm just or on this radio program, so I'm just letting you know. So I'm going to go to area code 973. Hello, 973. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? Hi, my name is Tina. How are you?
Hey, Tina. You're in kind of a really noisy environment right now. I'm going to put you back on hold, and then I'm going to
go
to someplace.
I just want to ask a question about my relationship with my boyfriend, Trey, and I'm muting it.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so you want the answer to your relationship with your boyfriend, Trey. Thank you for muting that because the noise is just coming right through your phone. All right, so I'm drawing the cards for you right now. Let's see what it says. Okay, so I have to tell you, this is saying that your boyfriend is very scattered and sometimes has a bit of a short temper. So he gets frustrated when things don't go his way, and he gets frustrated almost right away. So he's not the most patient dude on the planet. And though he's probably cute, I mean, handsome, fabulous, all that, what I'm seeing here is that he has this scatteredness and a bit of a temper that has me a little worried, because what I don't like about him is he has a tendency to blame other people for where he is instead of trying a little harder and getting past some of the challenges. It just seems like he has this tendency to just push off responsibility on other people that actually have no no responsibility for where he is. So that bothers me a little bit. So I hope that helps, because I think you can do better personally. So that's my opinion. Thanks for the call. See you later. Bye. All right. We've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What's your question?
Concerning employment, trying to see if you see me being employed, hopefully by the end of November.
Okay, so I keep getting, before I even turn cards over, that there's a real strong desire for you to take your skills and background into a different industry. Because what I'm getting here is you're incredibly good at what you do. People love to work with you, but I see a shift where your talents and experience can go into a different industry. So what do you do for work? What do you want to do?
I do accounting and finance, but I do like accounting and finance.
Well, that's fine, but you can do accounting and finance in maybe a different industry than what you've done before. For example, if you did accounting and finance for a manufacturer that did widgets, right? And you decided now you wanted to do accounting and finance for, say, a gaming manufacturing company or a casino property. Oh, you see what I'm saying? It's like, in other words, do not think that you have to limit yourself, because you could go to a big construction builder for real estate. You could do, property management. All I'm trying to tell you is that saying here, as soon as you start branching out into a slightly different industry than what you specialized in before, I still see you doing accounting and finance. I just see you doing it in a different kind of industry than you did before. But this is saying that you could have a job as quickly as 2 weeks. So as soon as you start, by the way, have you updated your LinkedIn profile?
I've updated my resume. I'm not on LinkedIn, but I just did probably about 2 weeks ago, updated my resume.
Okay, so I would highly recommend that you create a profile right now on LinkedIn, especially since you want to speed up the process of finding yourself a job. And we know that you'd be super happy and relaxed if you knew you had a job starting by December 1st. So what I would recommend is you jump on LinkedIn, you create your LinkedIn profile, and you connect with every single person that you've ever known in your entire life on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Because it's saying here, you can have a job in 2 weeks. So all you have to do is do a little bit of work over the weekend, get your LinkedIn profile set up. You might want to look at how other people have their LinkedIn profile set up and do yours by that method. But it's saying here within the next 2 weeks.
Is it something that I've already applied for? Because you're correct, and I want to do something different as far as, like you said, a different
industry, right.
Industry. There we go. I went totally blank. And that
I understand.
Two of my targets are insurance or healthcare type, still in accounting. Those are, and real estate are the three that I would love to get into.
Okay, so here's my recommendation. And I'm going to go back to the LinkedIn profile. Because anyone that you have interviewed with or sent your resume to, you need to hook up with on LinkedIn after you've created a network of at least, say, 40 or 50 people on your profile.
Okay.
Because we don't want to make it so the only person you've connected with on LinkedIn is the company you just applied for, you see? You actually want to call your friends and go, hey, I'm hooking up with you on LinkedIn. If you can write a recommendation for me, that'd be freaking awesome. The other cool thing about it is that most people find at least a great resource through LinkedIn, whether or not they find a job. But as soon as you put on your LinkedIn profile that you're open to talk to recruiters, and they look at your background and they say, oh my gosh, she's got the background, then they will turn around and reach out to you. And the fastest way to get a job that pays you more money is when someone calls you, not the other way around.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi. Happy Friday. It's Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Hello. I just want you to look at my finances over the next, 90 days, what you see. I've had a couple bills come up. Trying to purchase something.
Yeah, that happens, especially when people are turning their heaters on and stuff. Okay, what it's saying here, and this is a really weird thing that I'm getting for you. I keep getting that if you wait until the very last minute to pay something, not that it's overdue, but you wait till the last minute to pay something, what it's saying is that actually works to your advantage. The other
I'm
sorry, what did you say?
It's funny that you say that I always pay in advance, like a month advance. So you're right, but go on.
Okay, so here's the thing, is one of the things you might want to ask with one of the bills, and this would be the one that's the more expensive one, is ask if you can make payments.
Well, I haven't been late yet at all. I mean,
I understand.
I'm just saying. Okay. Sorry.
It does not say that you end up bankrupt or homeless here. All I'm trying to tell you is that it literally says that if you just – okay, the biggest secret about money is when you worry about money, it's like praying for what you don't want, all right? So what you need to say instead is, I've always figured it out with money. I'll always figure it out moving forward. I don't need to worry. I'm not getting worry here. But one of the things you might want to do is reach out to people you usually buy presents for and let them know that you're not buying presents this year.
Yeah, okay.
And you might want to say, you know what, I'd rather we all get together and everybody make their big famous, whatever their famous dish is, and then we have a potluck. That would be way more fun than opening a present that somebody just might put in a shelf to gather dust. So one of the things that I would highly recommend is that you get out of the idea that you have to spend money on something and into the idea of creating your tribe or the people around you that actually support you in a very loving way. You see? So it's a different energy that I'm answering for you, but I don't see you homeless or bankrupt here. Okay?
Okay. That's nice.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
This is Aaliyah. I wanted to know what you get for finances.
Okay, hold on. So my immediate vibe with you is that you're not very good at asking for what you want or for technically what you deserve. You have a card here that talks about you're scared to death to disrupt or interrupt a way of doing things to ask for what you want. You're also afraid that if you ask for what you want, that you're going to be perceived as a bitch. And I'm telling you, you have this vibration that actually started last month about you taking your happiness seriously. And I actually think it may be time for you to shift jobs into something that pays you even a few dollars more than what you're making now. Because what I'm getting is that you have enough. Then that's probably why I'm getting this you need to make some money vibe. So what I'm getting is you have some friends here that actually could help you find a job. There are resources available to you to help you find a job. And what it's saying is that you haven't been tapping those resources. And this vibration started last month. I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm at an interview right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. So here's the thing. Did you hear the caller that I talked to a couple calls ago about creating a LinkedIn profile?
Mm-mm.
Okay, if you're not working, you got lots of time on your hands right now. So I'd sit down with your computer or your iPad or go to the library and use their computer and create your LinkedIn profile with all the experience you've done before. And then you connect with every single person you've worked with before at any other previous employer and any of your friends. Because what I'm seeing here is that it says a friendly influence gets you the job. So that means it's somebody that already knows you, somebody that thinks that you're already pretty cool, and that's how you get the job. So, all right, gal pal, hope that helps. See you later.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Marie.
Marie?
Yes.
What's your question for me today?
I want to know what's likely to happen in regard to an illegal rent increase after I moved out from the premises.
Okay, so you moved out from this place and then they turned around and raised the rent on the place you used to live in?
No, it was before. I'm sorry. It was an illegal rent increase that forced me to move out.
Okay, so here's the thing. It literally, okay, So first of all, you were supposed to move according to your cards. So the universe made it very clear that you weren't supposed to stay there because it had become uncomfortable financially for you to stay there. So instead of getting like all pissed off about the fact that they unethically raised your rent, because I have to tell you, people can raise the rent all the time. And as long as they give you a 30-day notice that they're going to do it, they're really not doing anything illegal. But that
That's
doesn't
the
mean that they
didn't give
do
me
something.
No notice.
Well, hold on.
No notice, and
it
I'm very happy
mean...
that I moved out.
Okay, yeah. So I'm about to say that what mm-hmm. they did may not have been illegal, but it may have been unethical. The thing is mm-hmm. that what it's saying here is that even when you were living there, they made it uncomfortable for you to live there. So it, mm-hmm. it was saying that the universe, in a way, has done you a favor. Now, is this a property management company or is this a private residence that they rent?
Property management company.
Okay, so with the property management company, the thing that I would highly recommend that you do is go on Google and review them about their unethical practices about raising rent without notice. And write
okay.
a review about them. Because here's the thing. You may end up getting some sort of, you might get someone reaching out to you going, oh, well, you know, gee, Marie, we're real sorry that happened to you. How can we make it up to you? And it could be that they, I don't know, they might give you some money. And that, and basically they're asking you to remove or change the review. Because here's the thing. It's how people handle problems that they actually have a higher review, not when everything's going great. So if this property management company, and you might even look them, when you look them up on Google, you may not be the first person this has happened to. But when your review is added to the fact that do not work with this property management company because they will screw your tenants, if you actually say mm-hmm. something like that, it'll first of all, it'll make you feel better. Secondly, it's the truth. And third, frankly, you don't have enough money to sue them right now. So what I'm getting is what you can do, and see, there's one thing to say a review about someone that's negative, that's a lie. But what's happened with you is the truth. Whole different animal. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I would do. But I would look at it instead that, oh, thank goodness, I don't have to be with that awful property management company anymore. I don't have to be at that awful place anymore. Thank goodness the universe is basically pushing me out of my comfort zone into something that's ultimately going to be better for me. So that's what your cards are saying. But, yeah, I can see how upset you were about them pulling this on you because apparently they must have had someone that came along and said, well, I'll pay $200 more a month for rent to have that space. Do you see what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. The person who runs this property management company is a greedy, bad person. I'm just telling you, greedy, bad person.
I've been there for 13 years, so it was really a shock to me, you know.
Okay, again, all I'm trying to tell you is that they wanted you out because there was some monetary advantage for them for you to be out of there. So they did it the most efficient way they thought possible, which probably was illegal, but more importantly was unethical. Do you see what I mean? So
yeah,
all I'm trying to tell you is that, yeah, if you had enough money, you could sue them. But the thing is that they would run you dry in a lawsuit. So better that you post a review about how unethical their management team is at this particular property management company and see if you get a response back. That's how I would do it. And then I would let it go and realize that the All right, sweetheart, I got to go, but that would be the best way for you to tackle that.
They have their own attorney, yeah. Okay,
doesn't matter.
Thank you.
All you have to do is post that review. Because if they're looking to get more people to work under their property management company and they read that review, well, they're going to address it with you. And if they don't, good riddance to bad rubbish. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.